Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska is taking another step toward more renewable energy in the coming years after the largest solar farm in the state was greenlit for construction on the Kenai Peninsula on Wednesday. The project, a collaboration between Homer Electric and Solstice Energy LLC, aims to build a 300-acre solar farm in Nikiski. Under the purchase agreement, which has been in the works since 2021, HEA will purchase 30 megawatts of solar energy produced from what is now called the Puppy Dog Lake Project. According to Homer Electric Chief Strategy Officer Carrie Ann Baker, Homer Electric gave the project a green light because it offers energy production cost savings to the utility company and rate hike protection for HEA members.
We're actually paying less to purchase the energy from this project than our current cost of power today.
Baker explained that the project will result in cost savings for members primarily through cost of power adjustment protection. Cost of power adjustments are the utility company's compensation for increased power production costs over time.
It's a straight pass-through to the membership. And so a couple of things that it does, there's some significant benefits to HEA. Not only are we purchasing power less than what we're paying for natural gas today, but it's a decades-long contract. So that's going to protect our membership from the volatility and pricing of fuel.
Renewable IPP, Solstice Energy's parent company, is responsible for Matsu Solar Farms in Willow and Houston. Prior to the Puppy Dog Lake project, the farm in Houston was the largest solar project in Alaska. The Willow farm.
A recent data point is during the most recent grid outage, the Houston solar farm stayed online and actually still supplied, it was a cloudy day, and so we weren't at peak output, but we still supplied 3 megawatts of power and helped stabilize the grid and minimize the impact of the outage.
That was Renewable IPP CEO and co-founder Jennifer Miller. The Puppy Dog Lake project has an expected completion date of late 2027 to early 2028. Find out more by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. On Tuesday, Governor Dunleavy signed Senate Bill 174 into law to honor Alaskans who have lost their lives in service to our country and communities. The bill, which passed both House and Senate unanimously, would establish in statute the honor and remember and honor and sacrifice flags as official state symbols and allow them to be flown at public buildings.
I have a great deal of appreciation for David Caswell, who has championed the establishment of the honor and remember and honor and sacrifice flags in state law, allowing them to be flown at public buildings.
Said bill sponsor, Senator Jesse Bjorkman of Nikiski.
It is important to honor our friends and neighbors who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country or while protecting public safety on a local police or firefighting force. With this bill, we are also able to recognize the families who are left behind. Flying these flags is a way to honor their loss and respect their sacrifice.
The Honor and Remember flag recognizes those who lost their lives while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, and the Honor and Sacrifice flag recognizes those who lost their lives while serving as a police officer or firefighter. Senate Bill 174 designates in state law the forms these flags must take, as well as where and when they may be flown. The bill does not mandate their display or allow a state employee to be required to report to work solely for the purpose of displaying the flags. As a result, there will be no cost to the state of Alaska to implement the bill. 27 states have adopted the Honor and Remember flag as their symbol of recognition for military service members who have died in the line of duty, protecting and defending our liberties. Further details available at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.